with the mid-morning commodity market report. Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat is 772 and three quarters. It's down 3. July, 778 and a half, down 1. Soft May wheat, 692 and a quarter, down 8. July, $7, down 8 and a quarter. May corn, 510 up 3. July, 516 up 3 and a quarter. December, 508 and three quarters, up 2 and a half. May soybeans, 1506 and a quarter, up 8 and a quarter. July, 1497 and three quarters, up 3 and a half. And November, 1240 and three quarters, and they are up 1. May soybean meal, 492.60, up $2. May soybean oil, 42.98, up 6 cents. April live cattle, 145, 47 and a half, up 47 and a half. May feeder cattle, 180.65, up 65. And May lean hogs are 119.72 and a half, and they are down 120.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated in Lafayette, Indiana, Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities focuses on managing risk in today's complex and sophisticated commodities market. 866-837-9027.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
You can't keep a November soybean down, Kurt.
It keeps hanging in there, but it did get up into this resistance zone at 1245 to 1250, so we'll see how next few days fare in through here. It's an area that technicians and fundamentals were looking at to provide some resistance. So if we do close lower today, it would signal a reversal back down from some major resistance.
Meanwhile, we will be watching closely to see progress on planting this afternoon.
Yeah, it varies a lot from location to location. In fact, even within those locations, it varies a lot from standpoint. Some guys were aggressive, other guys wanted to wait, but trade's looking anywhere from 20 to 25% complete as a nation. Next few days is going to be kind of non-eventful here as far as progress goes to the forecast. We'll see how that unfolds here as we move through the week. So as we start to move into May, it'll become more and more critical.
What do you make of the technical action of corn?
Well, it's these corn, basically it's 510 to 511 areas from resistance. If we can poke through it, we can maybe move it up to 525 for new crop. Old crop side, same type of situation. It's 515, 516 areas resistance. We close at the upper end of the range today. That kind of sets the stage to move on higher. Beans give up ship. It should support corn. They've been buying beans, selling corn on the spread all winter long. It seems whenever the beans start to roll over here, it generates unwinding in that spread and gives corn a little bit more support.
And you squint your eyes and look further out in the distance and see a potential corn at 549.
Well, to get to that level, we'd have to see some planting delays, no increase of planted acres, for say. We'd have to see China come back in and be a buyer of U.S. corn and actually be a little bit more aggressive on shipments to that country. So there's several things that need to unfold to get to that level. Right now, the trend is higher. I think you got it from a trader's point of view. Look for 525 first.
Well, I know there are probably going to be a lot of commercials who are seeing this price action, and at some point, if we continue to rally, we'll begin to feel a little pain and want to cover.
Well, on the commercial side, the only reason to cover there is they have an offsetting reason on the other side. Otherwise, commercial is pretty well hunkered in through the last 10 years or so. They've beefed up their margin program where they've got some bankers, it's got some understanding of how a hedge works. So, you know, even though a commercial might be short on hedging the product, the cash side's still hanging in there. Basis has not really fallen off the cliff, per se. It has backed off quite a bit from this winter. So from a hedge point of view, that's protecting, and they'll stick with that program here until something tells them to do different.
And the non-spec, how much more energy do they have for entering the marketplace?
Quite a bit. You know, last winter, the speculative crowd left the building. There was no interest at all. As soon as the calendar turned to 2014, it started to pick up momentum. So the speculative crowd's in there, and they're going to continue to stay in there for some time. What we have seen, though, is talk about some of these larger banks and some of these larger financial institutions may be getting out of the commodity sector, but yet we've got other people wanting to get back into it or into it for the first time. It's kind of like a farming operation in your neighborhood. Somebody steps out of the farming operation, somebody else is there willing to get back in. There's just a lot of movement in the commodity market. There's a lot of opportunity to lose a lot of money, even make a lot of money.
So I'm getting ready to go to the field. If I'm preparing fields and hopefully planting soon, and so my attention might be a little diverted away from the marketplace. What should I be concerned about as I'm out in the fields planting?
Well, past history, when we've seen producers go to the field, that's been a good time to keep an eye on the market to make some additional sales, because that's where the focus is. So we'd use strength in here to get, you know, kind of caught up. You know, overall, we still favor of the price floor type approach, and then leave the cash side kind of open and use these rallies here to sort of scale into those cash sales. That's been working real well over the last few years, and I don't see any reason to, you know, shift focused.
So give me one option strategy that makes sense to you today.
Well, it's kind of tough because everybody's different. Some options,
you know.
Some don't. Some like, a three-way option spread. That's a tough question to answer, but the simplest thing would be to come in and buy a put option straight out underneath the market. That way, if things do turn bearish, you've got that price floor to work off of. To take the opposite approach, there's been quite a few people come in and sell cash grain, happy with those prices, and then replace with a call option. So if the market does move higher later on the growing season due to dry weather or increase in demand or whatever, they can recoup that on the board with the idea the funds will come in and push it up higher and faster than the cash market will move up. The basis would widen out, so there's more bang for your dollar by ownership on paper versus cash.
I suppose we ought to talk a little bit about the wheat market, given that the tour, Kansas, Nebraska, Oklahoma tour begins tomorrow. And wonder how if the wheat is as bad as some believe it to be, how supportive of that would be to corn.
That's a good question. We've got the tour taking place. We'll watch this afternoon's crop conditions report to see the condition on the weekly scale there to see how that unfares. But our opinion is the wheat market's in a trading range. We've sort of tested the upper end here last night, this morning. A lower close here suggests maybe a minor pullback, but you know, until we get a handle on the crop conditions here in the U.S., this thing's probably going to be range bound. What's more importantly is world news interest in Russia or Ukraine. That'll be the main driving factor here as we move through the month of May.
Thank you very much, Kirk.
Take care, Dave.
You too. Kurt Kimmel of Eights Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace. May corn is 507.5 up a half. July, 513.5 up 3/4. December, 506.25. It's now unchanged and now up 1/4. May soybeans are 1505.5, now 3/4. 4 3/4, up 6 3/4. July, 1496.25, up 2. November, 1236.75, down 3. May soybean meal, 492.50, up 190. May soybean oil, 42.89, down 3 cents. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL, 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.